Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. William and Kate have come to Boston. Plus, it appears there was a racism incident at the palace. We'll discuss all that in the second half of the podcast. But first, Queen Elizabeth was suffering from cancer in the last months of her life, according to a well-connected author, Giles Brandreth. Brandreth, in his new book, Elizabeth, An Intimate Portrait, writes, I had heard that the Queen had a form of myeloma, bone marrow cancer, which would explain her tiredness and weight loss and those mobility issues we were often told about during the last year or so of her life. The most common symptoms of myeloma are bone pain, especially in the pelvis and lower back, and multiple myeloma is a disease that often affects the elderly. Currently, there is no known cure, but treatment, including medicines to help regulate the immune system and drugs that help prevent the weakening of the bones, can reduce the severity of its symptoms and extend the patient's survival by months or 2 to 3 years. Per a report in the Daily Beast, in the days preceding her death on September 8, 2022, Brandreth writes that the Queen had Sunday lunch with the Right Reverend Dr. Ian Greenshields, the vicar of the local Braemar and Craythy Parish Church. They talk about the Queen's childhood, her horses, church affairs, and she's well up to speed, and her sadness at what is happening in Ukraine. Brandreth writes, The truth is that Her Majesty always knew that her remaining time was limited. She accepted this with all the grace you'd expect. Dr. Greenshields said, Her faith was everything to her. She told me she had no regrets. Brandreth also says he does not believe that the Queen was, as reported, at Prince Philip's bedside when he died in April 2021. That morning he went to the bathroom, helped by a nurse. When he came back, he said he felt a little faint and wanted help getting back into bed. The nurse called the Duke's valet and the Queen's page, Paul Wybrew, for help, and he died before the Queen could be called. Brandreth adds that the couple would go weeks without seeing each other later in their lives, the Queen recognizing that Philip did not want to be fussed over. The pandemic brought them back into close living quarters again, and they both enjoyed it. In a second extract, reported the Mail, Brandreth said the Queen had liked Meghan Markle and did everything to make her feel welcome into the family. The Queen was devoted to Harry, but thought he was perhaps a little too in love with Meghan. Brandreth said the Queen told Meghan, You can carry on being an actress if you like. That's your profession, after all. Meghan felt she didn't need the help of Sophie. From the book, the Queen, who, of course, had seen it all before, understood that Harry's girl might find adjusting to royal life challenging to begin with, as she put it. It's very jolty, but you soon get used to it. That was Her Majesty's experience going back many years. To help Meghan, the Queen suggested that her daughter-in-law Sophie Wessex would be an ideal mentor. Sophie can help show you the ropes, said the Queen. Meghan made it clear that she did not feel she needed Sophie's help. She had Harry. While other family members found it bewildering that Harry and Meghan named their daughter Lilibet as a tribute to the Queen's nickname, the Queen said it was pretty and seems just right. Brandreth also says, whenever the names of the Duke and Duchess of Sussex come up in court circles, courtiers flinch and change the subject or refer to them as persons who live overseas. Meanwhile, if Harry and Meghan are mentioned to members of the royal family, they simply smile briefly and say, we wish them all the best and nothing else. Palace Intrigue will be right back. William and Kate continue their Boston trip. Today they are expected to visit Greentown Labs, a climate tech startup incubator in Somerville, to learn about local innovations. Then they'll head to Chelsea around noon to visit ROCA, a non-profit focused on reducing youth violence. William shared his first TikTok. People described it as, The Earthshot Prize is going to, William said with a smile to a front-facing camera before placing it down on the ground and moving as if to step on it. Text reading, Boston, this Friday, 2nd of December, flashed across the screen as the video fast-forwarded through photos of the 15 finalists nominated for the Game-Changing Environmental Awards in 5 categories: Project and Restore Nature, Clean Our Air, Revive Our Oceans, Build a Waste-Free World, and Fix Our Climate. The Earthshot Prize, the video wrapped with a bang. Queen Camilla's 6 companions have been revealed, replacing the traditional role of royal ladies-in-waiting. Camilla's companions will only accompany her to a few key events each year. A senior royal source told the paper, The Queen Consort did not want or need ladies-in-waiting, and the Queen's companions will have a different role. They are there to provide Her Majesty with support and company. At the end of a very busy day, it is nice to have a long-standing friend beside you. From Royal Central, the Queen's former lady-in-waiting, Lady Susan Hussey, has stepped aside from her new role as the Lady of the Royal Household with immediate effect. the ad that she would like to express her profound apologies for the hurt caused. It has been alleged that Ngozi Filani, chief executive of Sister Space, said she asked where she really came from during the engagement. A Buckingham Palace spokesman said, "We take this incident extremely seriously and investigated immediately to establish the full details. In this instance, unacceptable and deeply regrettable comments have been made. We have reached out to Ngozi Filani on this matter and are inviting her to discuss all elements of her experience in person, if she wishes. In the meantime, the individual concerned would like to express her profound apologies for the hurt caused and has stepped aside from her honorary role with immediate effect. All members of the household are being reminded of the diversity and inclusivity policies which they are required to uphold at all times." Lady Susan Hussey served as one of the late Queen's ladies-in-waitings for more than 60 years and is Prince William's godmother. And there you have it. If you'd like to email us, our address is thepalaceintrigue@gmail.com. Please follow us on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, wherever you get your favourite shows. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue. Good times.